B-Pod Studios.
And tonight, it's Flyers and Caps and the man who's going to be down there. Calling it for us, he is the great Steve Coates. Coatsy!
Anthony Gargano, how are you, my friend?
Oh, my God, Coatsy. You know what's so great is that here it is, March, and I could call you and say, Coatsy, would you come on, please? And then we can have this fun conversation about a team that's finally back. Like, I missed you over the last 5 years. I did. You know, we've been doing this a long time. And, you know, all those great runs. And I'd be like, Coatsy, come on, Coatsy. And you used to come on every other day when we were at the other station, both the broadcast, right, me and you. And we'd be doing this in playoffs and the whole thing. And they're back, Coatsy. They're back.
It is an exciting time. It kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it? I got to start, you know, obviously there's a lot of questions about how, why, and where, and all the different things that have to come together for this team to be where they're at. And I think it starts with the coach. I think Navy and his coaching staff, Alan Vigneault, has just done a fabulous job. And I think that, you know, he's the type of guy that doesn't react on a day-to-day basis. He's a macro guy, not a micro guy. And he's really looked at this and as a big picture. And now you're seeing everything come together. You're seeing the penalty kill come together. The power play has been red hot the last 3 weeks. Goaltending's been strong. Younger players are maturing faster than is expected. And the older players, the guys that you look to lead the team, are leading the team. And all those different ingredients are really coming together right now.
Now, you're right on, man. He's done an amazing job. His system it works beautifully with this talent. He's done a great job. Let's start with some of the guys. Let's start with Coots. Let's start with Couturier, because he's blossomed into that player that we all thought he could be.
He's a hockey player. Plays the game the proper way, uses his body, great along the wall. But I think more importantly is he comes to play the game every night. Never takes the time off. If you remember correctly, a couple of years ago when he first got into the National Hockey League, he was kind of pegged as a defensive forward, third-line guy, really good defensive forward.
Two-way player,
But he was a big-time scoring junior in the Quebec Junior League. And like any young player, I mean, they have a different maturation rate, so you never know when it's going to hit. Last year was the most valuable player, and I think he'll be the most valuable player again this year, because of the way he plays at both ends of the ice. And he's a big center with the addition of Hayes. All these guys now, this is a bigger team now, and that's a big part. But Sean Couturier is a hockey player, and he is obviously one of the big leaders and a big reason this hockey club is where it's at right now.
Yeah, and you know, you're funny, you brought up Hayes. And when they signed Hayes, I was like, that's a lot of money, really? I mean, and I remember being underwhelmed. And meanwhile, he's become, first of all, a stalwart in special teams, right? But he's become such a huge part of this team. I didn't see that one coming, Coatsy.
I didn't either. I remember when he first turned pro with the New York Rangers, came out of college, and I said, this is a big guy with great hands. And he was pretty good with the New York Rangers, not very good with Winnipeg. But, yeah, I think that he came in with the mixed emotions because we needed a big center. No two ways about it. The team just didn't have the size to be able to compete with the bigger and heavier teams in the National Hockey League. So I said, okay, he's going to come in, brings the size, and got off to a little bit of a slow start, but at the same time, it's kind of like a spot on the tie because of that dollar amount. There's a lot of guys in the National Hockey League get the big dollars, and then all of a sudden they can't play with that money in their pocket. And you know, you never know what's going to happen. This guy comes in, and he absolutely has been outstanding. And talk about penalty killing. You know, I always thought that ragging the puck on the penalty kill is a lost art.
I know.
Well, it's back. It's back. Because he uses his size and his strength and his reach especially, and he just knows when to go back, kind of move around. Sometimes he gets a little bit carried away, and it probably drives the coaches crazy. But for percentage-wise, I mean, he's been a big plus as far as just penalty kill, power play, and his everyday demeanor, because he's a real good guy in the locker room, too. So he's been a heck of a pickup. Anybody ask me, I say he's worth every nickel right now.
Yeah, and Coach is with us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. And, you know, you brought up the mix of this team and the youth. And, you know, you really want to talk about connecting and just... It's amazing. You watch him play, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I watch him play, and I feel like I'm a kid watching 16, and that he's got that thing, Coachy. The kid's got that thing that Clarkie used to have.
In Kentucky, you mean? Oh, gosh. he's got the fire. And, you know, he's another guy that, for a small guy, you got to play big. And he plays big. And, you know, there's nothing better than the word of mouth to say, if you go near Konechny and you take a shot at Konechny, he's going to take a shot back at you. That's the way he gets the room. So you add that to his ability as a skater, as ability as a hockey player, as far as his skill level, going to the net, great speed. So all those things have come into play. I mean, the timing of all this and the players that we have that reach different levels or higher levels, is really one of the keys, where all the expectations of players that we never even thought we'd have here have been outstanding. We have four solid lines, three solid sets of defense. I mean, what can you have? I mean, this is going to be a great matchup tonight.
No, it is. And you brought up the defense, and having the veteran defensemen that they have come in and play the way they've played, It feels like everything's rounded out, you know? It feels like...
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, the scoring's evenly distributed. They're potent. It's amazing how this roster feels. I love getting Grant from Anaheim. I thought that was a really good move.
And Thompson.
Yeah.
Thompson's a big plus of the fourth line there coming in from Montreal. They actually did it very subtly when you think about it. Hats off to Chuck Fletcher, who's done a marvelous job as the general manager of this hockey team, because, you know, all they needed was a little dialing in of a few things. They knew that they couldn't continue. Like, a guy like Joel Farabee, he's going to be here. He's going to be a really good player.
Frost, yeah.
Frost is going to be a really good player. Bunneman's going to be a really good player. But not at this juncture to be able to be effective. And what you need to do to be successful to get into the playoffs, and then once you get into the playoffs, be obviously an active participant. So the little subtle additions of Derek Grant, who's having a heck of a year, another guy that's 6'3", brings his size, the veteran Thompson back in the fourth line. So now you don't really have any, I don't want to call it a weak spot, but let's just say you're stronger in all areas as far as your four lines are concerned. You can roll four lines. You've got multiple penalty killers. It's unbelievable the number of penalty killers you got now in this league. Your power play is running at 43% in the last three. I mean, it's just scary how good this power play is running. So all these different elements. You talk about the veteran defenseman. You brought in Braun, veteran, right-hand shot. You brought in Niskanen, veteran, right-hand shot. What they've done for Robert Haig, who's, I mean, having a heck of a year, and with Provorov and Niskanen, you got a solid group. And then the big boys there, Sanheim and Myers, just get better and better every game. So it's just a lot of fun. The goalies, how about the goalies? I mean, they don't get the attention they really deserve, because as much as Carter Hart gets more of the attention, Brian Elliott's been huge when he's been called on too. So it's just been collectively a great group and having a lot of fun together and a very potent hockey club right now.
Did you like, I found it interesting that he says, you know what, we're going to let Hart sit this one out, and we'll go Elliott against Washington.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I have faith in both these goalies. I truly believe. Now, when you take a look at the, if you're big on analytics, and, you know, analytics are becoming big, and I really don't know, I would think that analytics has something to do with Hart's record on the road as compared to Elliott's record on the road. And all those different ingredients coming up as far as you've got to make the decision. And Kim Dillenbaugh's won two Stanley Cups with the Los Angeles Kings as the goaltending coach, so I got all the faith in the world in him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's a decision they make. And so, remember, Elliott was the one I'm pretty sure that won here last time. So it's a matter of, you know, what have you done for me lately?
No, listen, I actually like it. I liked it because of this. I liked it because the Hart wins at the Garden, feels good about himself. And remember the last time we were down there, they put seven up, right? I mean, that was a blowout. And just in case, because that team, you know, it's still Ovechkin, that team could score the whole thing. They're potent. In case the game gets a little bit open, you're still saving the kid, and he still feels good about himself.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ingredients go into this. And those guys, the coaching staff's done a great job of it's a rhythm.
Yeah.
It's a rhythm. The goaltending, especially at this time of year, and some coaches have it and some coaches don't. That rhythm of knowing when to play a certain goalie. And right now, they're in sync. They're winning. And so why spoil it? So this maybe in their mind is what they have to do to continue to play. And remember, you've got a back-to-back. Hart's been unbelievable at home. So you got a back-to-back. In a back-to-back situation, the analytics tell you do not play them back-to-back same goalie. So they come tonight with Elliott. You come home tomorrow night with against Carolina, a team that's chasing right now in the playoff race. And Hart has been unbelievable at home. So when you really look at all those different things, you look at the macro part of it, not the micro part of it.
How about I can't believe I'm talking to Steve Coates. How about Steve Coates giving me micro, macro, and analytics?
Listen, don't get too far into it. Analytics. Oh, my God.
I love it because you are not only you're an eye guy, but you're also an analytics man. So I love it. I love it, Coatsy. I love it, man. I'll tell you one thing that I think both the eye test and the numbers will tell you, that this team is real and that this team is real going into the playoffs, and there is no limit to what they can do. I mean, this is a good squad.
I agree. I agree that if you watch a hockey team, you get a feel for what they are. And if the one thing that's been critical of this team throughout the year has been the way they start. It's like, maybe we should move the games to 7:30 because that's when they start to play as compared to 7. But I did an event with Chuck Fletcher just before the deadline. And I asked him, what's the number one thing you think you need for this hockey club to be better at to be in the playoffs? He said, start. We have to start better. And it's got better. I mean, I thought the best start we've had all year was against the Winnipeg Jets at home.
Yeah.
But it is getting better. And I understand that, yeah, we got to start, and I'm a big proponent of it, but I'm also a big proponent of how you finish. And this team right now is just unbelievable in third periods, which really is something to watch tonight because both the Caps and the Flyers are one of the top scoring teams in third periods. All the numbers really dictate this is going to be a wild and woolly hockey game. The Caps have not, they've lost once when leading after the second period. The Flyers have not lost after leading after the second period. So this is a good hockey team that they're playing. They're 3 points apart. All the numbers are very close. That's what's going to make for a great hockey game, rather. And, you know, you're taking on the number one goal scorer maybe in the history of hockey. I don't know. That's an argument for another day. But Ovechkin's the real deal. You can shut him down. Man, that's half the battle.
Yeah, I love it. It's so much fun. It's great to have the guys back. Therefore, you're back. The great Coatsy. Thanks, brother. We appreciate it, man.
Anthony, always a pleasure. Thanks.
There he is, Steve Coates on the Comcast Bazaar. I love Coatsy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.